Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self. And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started. Hey, beauties, and welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast. Our topic today is how to find your life's true calling. So first of all, I love the show. All the questions come right from our community. So it's really getting inside your mind, your brains, and how I can best support you. And I love, love, love to be here for you. So quick reminder, if you're wondering where you can submit questions, you can over on our website, mysaluna.com. And there's a tab for the podcast and you can put questions there. You can also start submitting your questions on Instagram. And I will be doing shout outs on my stories for collecting questions so that you can also submit them on there as well. Now, this topic today on finding your life's true calling is something I'm really passionate about sharing. I have been on quite a journey myself, as many of you know, and it's unfolded in a really beautiful way. There's been a lot of ups and downs, of course, just like everyone else's life, but I can say that I have been very fortunate. I'm very grateful to have created a life that feels really meaningful to me and really fulfilling. So I'm really excited to share about that today and some tools and techniques and strategies. And of course, just absorbing so much information from the great masters, especially Paramahansa Yogananda, the other yogis, other amazing guests that we've had on this podcast, and watching so many of our readers and my clients blossom into their passion is really inspiring to me. So I love today's topic and can't wait to get into it, of course. But before we do, just a little reminder to please leave us a review on iTunes, which is free and easy. And honestly, my love, it is such a beautiful and important way to support the podcast. So I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking just a moment or two out of your day to do it. And please also subscribe to our show. And that way you don't miss out on any of these amazing community shows, which are directly inspired from you. And also our Monday interviews or solo casts. All right, let's get into our topic today. And I can't wait to hear everybody's questions. As always, I like to keep it fresh. So I get the topics and I don't read the questions until I'm live with you, because I think that spunda, that natural spontaneity, that presence that comes from hearing the questions for the first time live brings a different energy. So I'm a big believer in that. I don't prepare overly go over things. I don't go over them at all. Actually, it's coming right from my heart. And I think there's magic that happens in the present moment. All right. The first question comes from Grace, and she lives in Utah. And she writes, "My husband tells me to focus because I have too many interests and I have a hard time narrowing down what I want to do with my life. I don't want to have to just choose one area. Help." Grace, this is a great question. I think that there's a couple things here. I think that when we have many, many different interests and there's a lot of things that we're running after, it's true that we're meant to be creative beings and we're multidimensional and we have so many different aspects of us that that attract different parts of life and attract different passions. I know that when I was starting out, I was really focused on food and wanting to learn about food. I was also really passionate about yoga asanas. And then things started to shift and move and expand. And then my primary focus expanded to really spiritual growth and teaching and talking about meditation and self-connection and emotional well-being and all these more deeper unseen parts of us. But the passions have always been there. So I am very Vata, Grace. That's a big part of my constitution, which is an Ayurvedic dosha, which means a lot of air and a lot of wind, a lot of creativity. So it sounds like you also have a lot of Vata, a lot of, oh, I'm interested in this and I'm interested in this. And what we want to do, and that creative energy is so beautiful and it's so potent and it's so magical. And it really is that creative power that helps to weave things together, bring things in and pull things into this plane to start being created. But we need to balance that with Kapha energy, which is that very earthy, grounded energy, which is the part of our energy that allows details to be followed through with, that allows planning and execution. And so what your husband may be referring to is he loves to see you passionate, I'm sure, but there's so much going on. There's the actual follow through, which in a more linear sense could be seen as the divine masculine aspect, the doing, the directed focus. And the divine feminine is that nonlinear, that really creative, you know, a whirlwind of energy. So we want to be able to execute. We want your dreams to come through and to be, you know, to actually actualize. And at the same time, we don't want to squash your interests. So I had a friend and her name was Nalina, and she was so amazing at photography and she loved decorating homes and she loved music and playing her kirtan music. And she actually came to me with a similar question. She said, well, I love all of these things. So what should I do? What should I pursue? Because she wasn't really successful in any of them because she kept moving around. So this is what I would say, Grace. It is important to put your will and your energy into what you can actually focus on. And for many of us, that's probably one to three things. We had a podcast guest on here named Pedram Chojai. He's known as the Urban Monk. And we will link to it in the show notes. It's a really great podcast where he talks about prioritizing and how in your garden, you can only really water and nurture a few flowers. And if you start having so many of 10 of them, it starts to become overgrown and you start to get drained and you start to actually feel depleted and that your energy is going in all different directions and you can't really focus. So what I would say is to take some time in stillness and to really stillness, journaling. Oh man, I wish you were part of our Saluna Circle. 2 months ago, Grace, our topic in the Saluna Circle, which is our tribal community-based sisterhood program, which is amazing, was discovering your life's calling. And what we talked about was really having the space and the stillness to listen to your heart and to listen to your intuition. And it doesn't mean that you have to figure out the next 10 steps and you don't have to lock into something for your entire life and your entire future. But what it does mean is that we start to discern the next step to take and the next thing to pursue. And we find along the journey that energy will start to build and people and opportunities will start to come in as we focus our energy more and more. Now, some of your interests may be hobbies, right? Like Nalina was really passionate about photography, but she never really made any money from it, but she loved it. And so she would shoot her dogs and her friends and her family and other, you know, scenes in nature and things like that. So she still was able to feel her creative power, but she ended up pursuing the music and helping people with interior design. And so she had all of her interests, but it wasn't that one of them started to, you know, she wasn't pulled in that many different directions. So unfortunately, Grace, my love, or fortunately, of course, we have to be the ones that listen to that inner voice. I can't give you that exact answer, but I will say that, you know, for me, it became obvious over time which direction to go in when I started really listening. So it means like truly finding more stillness and space, turning off the TV, turning off the alerts, getting off social media for at least longer and longer batches of time. And you will start to notice, and meditating more, and you'll start to notice that in that stillness, you'll have a feeling or this intuitive just knowing, this pull, this magnetic attraction to a certain thing. But if we don't allow that space in the first place, then we can't really discern what interest it is that's pulling us. And it will develop over time. And sometimes interests can be combined, which is what I did with Saluna in creating the four cornerstones, because I still like talking about food and I love talking about body practices and emotional well-being and spiritual growth are my real passions. But in this holistic sense, I'm able to talk about all of them because it's a whole lifestyle. So if your interests are really different, like you want to be a skydiving instructor and you also want to be a gardener, you can see which one is calling to you the most right now in that stillness, especially meditate, and very potent time to journal and to ask yourself these questions is right after meditation. When your heart is open, when you're still, your thoughts have quieted down, you haven't been on your computer or the media or anything like that. And it's an opportunity to really let that truth and that intuition rise up out of you and to be able to capture those magical moments and jot them down and sit with it and then keep following your heart and keep taking the next step. So I wouldn't feel down. I wouldn't get upset or annoyed with your husband, Grace. He just wants the best for you, but really only you know the best for you. So just sit and notice the next steps and remind yourself that you don't have to give up on any of your interests. It's just that maybe some of them become more primary priorities. Some of them start to build your career, and then some of them are more hobbies or more things that you can do, you know, with less time, but you can still pursue them. So let me know how you do. I'm super interested in seeing how things work out for you. The path will unfold. The path will reveal itself to you. Just keep tuning into that inner voice, the true self, the divine part of you, and it will lead you in the right way. All right, my love, thank you so much for your question and thank you so much for being part of our community. Our next question comes from Lily, who lives in Connecticut. And she writes, I have been watching your journey for the past few years, and I'm grateful for people like you who are actually taking action to fulfill their dreams. How did you get past any obstacles when finding your niche? So Lily, I love this question, and I will say right away that we all have the ability to take actions to fulfill our dreams. The number one thing that holds us all back is fear. And fear takes on many different forms. Fear of not being good enough, fear of not being important enough or smart enough, or just whatever, a million different ways that it shows up. So the number one thing for me has been moving past fear. And I've done that in many different ways. Number one, I've brought the fears out into the open. I am a huge journaler, as you could probably gather, because I talk about it a lot. When I write things down, I am able to process them in an easier way because I can see them and I separate myself from them and I don't identify with them. So there's a lot more I could say about fear that I write about actually in the new book that's coming out in January. Pre-sales start in the fall. Very excited. I'm in copy edits right now. But I will say that it's important to become aware of what you are afraid of. So a really beautiful exercise could be to simply sit with yourself, Lily, in your journal and say to yourself, what am I fearful of? And it could be some of the things I listed. I'm fearful of not making it. I'm fearful of trying really hard and getting rejected. I'm fearful of no one hiring me in this field. I'm fearful of blah, 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 blah. And just write it down and then sit with it. And this is the feeling exercise that I talk about in the Perfectly Imperfect book. You look at the fears and you feel them. And then you start to release them by metabolizing them, by actually letting them go through you. If we don't do this part of the practice, then we have all these unconscious fears that we're actually not even really aware of. And so it feels stagnant. It feels like we can't take that next step or even the first step. And it feels like we're trapped. So what we want to do is we want to bring the fears out of the shadows, like Carl Jung says, just get them down, look at the fears, feel it, and let it, you know, kind of marinate and then wash through you, which could take 10 minutes, could take more time, less time. And then when you have done that, then the rational part of your brain can turn on and then you can go back to those fears. And then you can say, well, I'm scared of getting rejected. And then you can start to write to yourself. This is the practice I do. I say, well, I can still go out to XYZ and I'll really spend a great time, you know, great energy writing these amazing emails. You know, one of them's bound to say yes, but if they don't, I'm not going to take it personally. I'll keep doing this, this, and this. You start to come up with rational action steps and a plan. So I remember when I was in New York and I was starting to work with celebrities and clients, and I was asked to come to LA. And I said, I had all these fears come up. Well, what if nobody wants to keep working with me and I've moved my life out there? Then I'm screwed. I've given up my apartment, which is awesome, and rent controlled and all this stuff. I said, I don't know if I want to move. I don't know if I can do this. And so I really sat with all those fears, and I didn't do it. You know, I wasn't at the time. This is a while ago now. This must be about seven years ago now, say 6-7 years ago. And I really sat with it, and I realized as I got to the bottom of the fears that I did not want to miss out on this opportunity. I was not going to let fear hold me back. So even back then, and it was starting to unfold my way of articulating about these other cornerstones, the spiritual and the emotional, but I knew that there was fear, and then I knew that there was a choice. And I chose to come out here, and I remember getting butterflies in my stomach and feeling very nervous about it, but I did it anyway. So as I reflect back, I would say, Lily, the path for me has been to really look at the fears and not push them down, not giggle them away, or, you know, deflect them or pretend they're not there, which is all these different mechanisms that we all do. It's the most empowering thing to say, here's what I'm scared of, and then to look at it. And then you can move past it, and then you can fulfill your dreams. And when that happened, Lily, time and time again, you know, even with this new book, there's fear, like, oh, what, you know, am I writing it the best way? Are people going to listen? Are they going to like this? Blah, 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 blah. But you do it because you tune into your heart. You go underneath the fear and you tune in, and the message underneath there is so strong. The voice is so strong when you move underneath. That is so powerful. You realize that fear cannot hold you back if you look at it, and then you can conquer it. So I encourage you to try that practice, Lily. Try with a journal, writing down your fears. And it can be on specific subjects. I'm really fearful of leaving this relationship, or I have all this fear about trying to get into this new job or this new field or whatever it is. And then to really sit with the fear, digest it, and then come up with an action plan and rational steps to move forward. And if you start to pause when the steps come, if you start to have that self-doubt creep back in, do the exercise again. Bring up the fears, sit, breathe, metabolize them, keep going. We all have that ability to move forward. And as we keep doing it, it is like a muscle. We get stronger and stronger in the practice, and it just keeps unfolding, and it's so powerful, and it's so wonderful. So I wish you all the best, Lily. Let me know how you do. Let us know how we can continue to support your dreams. I send you so much love, and I will see you back here hopefully at some point soon. Keep in touch with us, or also see you on social. So much love. All right, we're going to take a short break, my loves. And when we get back, we have two more questions for you on this amazing topic of how to find your life's true calling.
Do you think bananas are healthy? Think again. I'm Dr. Stephen Gundry, best-selling author of the Plant Paradox series, and on the Dr. Gundry podcast, you're going to learn the foods to eat and the ones to avoid to lose weight, boost your energy, and feel your most vibrant, active self this year. You'll also learn simple tips from the world's top experts on health and nutrition. Plus, you'll discover the truth about calories, how running could actually be hurting your health, and why fat won't make you fat. Subscribe now to the Dr. Gundry podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you.
Hey, beauties. I want to share one of the biggest secrets for health and wellness and energy and maintaining a slim, lean body is to consistently clean out excess waste from your body. It's not just what you're putting in, but making sure that you are releasing as much as possible from your GI tract, from your body, things that can stagnate, old waste, old toxins that can clog your body and make your goals, your wellness and beauty goals, much harder to achieve. So I have a product for you. It's called Detoxy. It's really amazing. It's basically nasal oxygen paired with ASC2P, which is a stable form of vitamin C that in clinical research has been shown to help prevent the very, very root cause of aging, which is the shortening of telomeres, which creates chromosomal damage in your DNA. So it's helpful in that regard. And it also just cleans out your system. It's amazing. It's not a laxative. It's not habit forming, but you take it in the evening and you'll find the right capsule amount for you. It could be one. It could be four or five. I personally take four. You take it before bed and in the morning you release more, so to speak. So it's really wonderful. It's really impactful. It will help you feel lighter and all the benefits of cleansing your system, better skin, more energy. So you can check it out over at mysaluna.com. It's called Feel Good Detoxy. And you can also use the code wellness15 for 15% off all supplements and skincare, including our Detoxy. Again, wellness15 for 15% off. All right, my loves, we're back from the break. We have two more questions for you on this topic. And the first one comes from Charlotte, who lives in Colorado. And she writes, "Hi, Kimberly. I appreciate all that you bring to the world and want to ask how I can do the same when all I do is stop myself with the thought that there are so many people out there already doing it, whether they are coaches, nutritionists, or other areas in health and wellness. How do I know if what I bring to the world will make a difference?" Charlotte, this honesty, this beautiful vulnerability coming through in your question has really touched me. I appreciate it so much, and I appreciate you so much. And I'll say that every single person has these thoughts. I have had these thoughts. I think everybody has them, most everybody. You know, even if you seem like you're the most confident celebrity or actor in the world, there is still the thought with them, oh, there's 10 other people that could play this role. Even if you are the most amazing surgeon in the world, you may think, oh, but there's all these other surgeons around, all fields, everything. And so this is a clear cut answer. And I'm going to tell you this. This comes down to really and truly connecting with your true self. When we really connect with who we are, which to me is the primary goal of life, actualizing the self, self-realization, we will never ask this question again. It means we're not there yet, right? We're not Buddha, we're not Jesus, we're not in that full embodied state. And it's okay. And most of us aren't going to get there in this lifetime, but getting on the journey towards that, getting on the journey towards self-connection, which comes primarily through our meditation practice, is the number one way to allow us to feel that true confidence, and that allows the space for our unique gifts to come through. Because the truth is, we are each a drop of the divine individualized. We are all completely unique. And so this spark, this energy of life that we can bring into any area, into any career, no matter how many people are doing that thing, is a unique angle and it is a unique energy. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't use our discerning mind and we don't research and maybe we, you know, kind of look around and see where we might fit best and where we might feel our best and bring our talents to light. But at the same time, goes back to what I was saying to Lily, we don't want to let our fears of not enough, oh, there's so many people doing this, hold us back. So when I started out, I didn't think about it that much. I was so naive. I was backpacking and then I was just writing this blog and so I was writing these books. But I was so connected to what I felt was important to come out into the world. So I just stuck with that, Charlotte, and everything started to unfold. And my perspective was unique, right? It was for me, it's what worked for me. And I didn't want to incorporate counting calories and numbers. And I wanted to focus on digestion and energy. And that started to unfold more into the chakras and to the deeper unfolding of connecting to the real self, which I realize is the real ticket here. Connecting to the essence inside balances your body, balances your hormones and your diet and your cravings and all this stuff, brings the joy, brings the peace. So it kept unfolding and unfolding. But I will say that along the way, I kept meditating deeper and deeper. Now I've been meditating for over 12 years. So I kept going and going. And it is directly from that meditation practice that I've been able to create all of the good in my life. And when you go into that space of unlimited potentiality, which is the field of meditation, you realize that you don't have to compete or compare when you're really just feeling your true energy. I know that sounds funny in the world we live in, because of course there are other people, there are other energies, but it doesn't have to feel like this direct, you know, fighting for every step, tooth and nail. You just have to embody this true essence. We trust life and we let things unfold. At the same time, we are using our will. We are applying our will. We are doing our best. So I will say, Charlotte, the number one thing that I recommend to you is to really get in touch with that truth, that beautiful soul that is the core of you, and to get to know her and to connect with your soul, truly. And then you will start to feel really clear about the area, the direction that you want to pursue, and how you want to use your light. And number two, it is so important along the way to never lose sight of the fact that you're doing this to serve other people, that you're doing this to bring light into the world, to help other people. And if you combine that, if you combine your passion for helping others with your unique gifts that you discern from your meditations, it doesn't have to be something you put into words. It's just something like a knowingness, a pull. The inner voice will guide you. Oh, you know, I'm actually interested in being a life coach, and I know that I bring something different. And you just start to allow yourself to shine from that place of your authentic nature coming through, versus, you know, looking around and saying, oh, but there's 20 other coaches in my area, and what are they doing? What's going on here? There's space for everyone, right? As we move into the field of unlimited potential, there's unlimited opportunities, there's unlimited abundance. There's so much that we don't really understand at all about how to best pursue things, because we don't know how everything works. But at the same time, we trust, okay, I don't know everything. I don't know how to figure everything out, but I'm going to go with my heart, and we let spirit guide us. In our heart, spirit is helping us go every step of the way if we tune in and if we listen. So in a way, everything that we've talked about so far in the podcast with Grace, allowing that real space and that stillness, Lily bringing, you know, out the fears, with you, Charlotte, tuning into your unique essence and all of the tools we talked about before, and then staying so connected, not getting jaded, not getting swayed by, oh, well, other people are doing this and this is making them money or this is happening, but to really stay connected to that purpose and to that ability to serve, and that will carry you forward. No matter what's going on, you will find a way. Love and service will find a way. So thank you so much for your question, Charlotte. I can't wait to hear how your journey unfolds. Keep in touch with me. And personal invitation to the Soluna Circle. I think that you would really benefit. We talk about all of this so much. We talk about actualizing our dreams. And it is my honor to help support our circle members in really pursuing their dreams. It's so beautiful. And I love seeing all the transformations. So check it out. It's on the Soluna app. And you'll see it in the membership section. All right, my loves, we have one more question, and this one comes from Natalie, who lives in Vermont. She writes, how do you know what your true calling is? I'm in my mid-30s and feel like life is passing me by, and I need to figure this out before it's too late. So Natalie, thank you so much for your question, my love. Thank you so much for being part of our community. First of all, I feel like, you know, right from the beginning, this talking about time and, you know, worrying that it's going to be too late and all this, you know, all these concerns, that comes from lack-based thinking. That comes from believing that, you're going to run out of any resource, whether it's time or money or opportunities or friendships or whatever it is. So I want to address that first. When there's either lack or there's abundance, and abundance means that we shift from this feeling of things are slipping away, grasping for more, 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 versus feeling expansive and the knowingness that there is always more that can come in, and that your journey has unfolded in exactly the way it was meant to for your personal growth, Natalie, no matter what your age. When we focus on numbers, when we focus on this man-made finite delineations and labels of time, of, you know, all sorts of things, there's millions of ways that we use numbers, and we can start to feel limited and small. And instead, we want to tap into our unlimited potential, unlimited nature, and the unlimited nature of life. If you're in your 30s, you are so young, Natalie. It's ridiculous to think that way. And I think that we feel that way when we go into lack-based thinking and we start to look around and we start to compare and we start to see what other people's journeys are like and where they are at a certain point in life and their career and how the numbers match up. And it doesn't really work that well. I think about Rich Roll, for instance, who is a vegan triathlete, and he was a lawyer. He had, you know, all these ups and downs in his journey. He grew and he learned so much about himself. And then when he was in his 40s and his 50s is when he created this whole other career about writing about, you know, plant-based living and so on. And so it was how his journey unfolded, and his purpose started, you know, kept unfolding. And I think about my journey where I was, you know, really passionate about food, and I still love food, but it expanded into what I think my real calling is, which is to teach people about the true self and to live from this expanded place inside, which again balances your body, your diet, your ability to feel safe and peaceful and joyful, and all of this. So, you know, this is unfolded for me now over 10 years of working in wellness. So I think that we find our true calling by tuning in. Everything we've talked about so far in the podcast, tuning in, listening to your heart, making the space to be able to listen in the first place, which means finding that consistent time to sit with yourself. If you don't sit with yourself, meaning meditation and journaling, the TV's always on in the background, or there's always some chatting going on or whatever, it means that we don't have that relationship where we can even hear or know what our heart is saying to us. And that becomes very frustrating over time. That becomes very problematic because we start to feel confused. And like you said, you're like, I want to figure this out. Maybe too late. First of all, again, I'll just remind you, it's not really ever too late because we keep evolving as humans and our path continues to evolve and unfold. But at the same time, I will say it does feel good to feel that your life is on purpose and that your life is meaningful and fulfilling. So what I would recommend, Natalie, is to take that real space. And you might want to kick it off by doing a self-retreat. I did this a few weeks ago, you know, to an extent when I was just here with Mosey for a day and a half, but I was in silence, and he's a baby, he's not talking, so he doesn't really count, but I sat with myself and I let a lot of fear come up and I journaled a lot, and it was so amazing for my clarity. And on the other side of that, I had so much clarity about so many things. So if you want to try a little self-retreat, Natalie, over a weekend, maybe. If you know, again, I don't know what your situation is with family, living, kids, whatever, but if you can create some space, even a few hours in a day, and really go somewhere in nature, and don't go with a agenda per se of like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to push this forward or whatever. I would go into this open space and with the intention of know, reveal to me my next steps. Reveal to me my next steps. And you can say that as an intention before your meditation. You can go in, you can say it, you can write it in your journal, and you can see what sorts of ideas and things start to come up. But I know for me, the more I meditate and the more stillness there is in my life, I have more synchronicities and I have more ideas start to pop in at random times at the dinner table, in the shower, while I'm driving in the car, because there's more of a clear field for these to present themselves. If there's so much noise, so much doubt in our head, again, so much chatting and TV and YouTube and videos and all this stuff all around, we can't really hear. And so we don't have that sort of connection with our heart where we can feel that we can really rely on it and we can ask questions and get answers. And that's something that's truly possible for all of us, Natalie. And I can't wait to hear how your journey unfolds. I would encourage you again to just really take the space to do it for a few hours or as much time as you can, a day or two, and then consistently thereafter, keep tuning in. If there's one practice to do regularly, it is your meditation practice. It is being able to sit and be in that space and then to spend time journaling. Sometimes when we're starting out, we think, well, how do I make this part of my life? I'm already busy or I'm already in the morning, like I'm already in this flow. So we have to use our will and we have to commit. So we make it part. Sometimes for me, I feel like I used to do it right when I woke up, but now I kind of get the kid settled. I get Mosey into his nap because he's up so early. And then I get down and I meditate. And it becomes this commitment. It becomes this part that just is woven into my day. And that is established. Habits are usually established over 21, 28 days. You know, people say, experts say different lengths of time. But you have to use your will, Natalie, to commit to it at first and go through it and go through it and go through it. And then eventually it just becomes this beautiful part of your day and that you look forward to. And it's that time to really tune in for you. It's just the ultimate self-care because it's the ultimate way to connect with yourself. And in this beautiful space of connection, you will start to hear your true calling, calling to you. You will hear it. It will come in different ways. Sometimes it's a feeling in your body. Sometimes it's a voice, a knowing, whatever. It shows up for different in different ways for different people. For me, it is this, it's my heart, just like this warming feeling almost. Like I know I'm on track when I feel it and I take a step forward and it feels really good. It's really a feeling. It's not a thought of, you know, rationalizing something or checking something off a, you know, pros and cons, that sort of thing. You transcend that as you go deeper and deeper into your heart. The heart is, you know, it's a lot smarter in many ways than the mind. The heart has access to a lot more information. The heart is the seat of intuition. The heart is our nonlinear brains really going beyond just rational information that can be written out or quantified. And so we learn to go into the heart more with meditation and it just builds and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger so that your heart connection starts to become so strong that you tune in, you listen to it, and it will lead you in the right way. There have been times where I ignored my heart because I wanted to rationalize things in my head and it never worked out that great for me. I made a lot of mistakes. I had to go back. I had to clean things up. I had to, you know, make shifts. And that's okay because, again, that's part of the journey. And if I hadn't had those experiences, I might not be so sure today about listening to the heart and about the tools and practices to tune into it and really honoring that because I see the value and I see how much more life flows and how happier and joyful and better it is when we do listen to our heart. So I encourage you, Natalie, to take those steps, to go for it, and to let me know how you do, to keep in touch with me. I've been there. You know, we've all been there wondering like, oh my God, what is my life's calling? Like, what am I supposed to do? The dark night of the soul. And we keep feeling our way through and trusting the guidance that is in our heart. And we will move forward. Life will unfold in the most beautiful way. So sending you so much love, sister. And keep in touch with me. Stay connected. All right, my loves. Well, I really, really, truly loved this show today. I could talk about it forever, how to find your life's true calling. Keep the questions coming, please. There's so many different iterations and aspects of this that we can get into. And I love it. I love hearing how your life is unfolding. I'm so grateful that we are on the journey together. And this is unfolding in the most beautiful way, in the most beautiful connected way, and we're here to support each other. So I'm going to leave you with a quote of the week before we sign off on today's show, as always. And this is, you know, something that I tune into when I hear the topic of the show before I get into the questions. And it's often iterated throughout and reinforced throughout the questions and the answers. And what I want to leave you with is a simple reminder to, here it is, tune into your heart and it will lead you right. It is so simple. I wrote this before. Tune into your heart and it will lead you right. Easier said than done. Tune into your heart and it will lead you right. Tuning into the heart means going underneath the layers of the thinking, overanalyzing mind, and all the well-meaning advice of all the loved ones around you and everything you see on social media and the media. It means going underneath all of that, into that stillness, into that space where the voice, the inner voice, can start to emerge and start to speak to you and start to communicate to you your own wisdom. So tune into your heart and it will lead you right. And if we focus on all the external stuff, we will make a lot more mistakes and we'll feel a lot more that we're off the path and we're running around, we're in circles. So keep tuning in, keep finding the underneath layers of you, which is meditation, stillness, journaling, carving out more time, living a more simple life so you have more time for these things. You don't need to make all the fancy recipes all the time. Sometimes it's easier just to make simple meals, make more time to meditate, turn off the TV more, make more time for yourself and watch how your life starts to unfold in the most beautiful way. All right, my loves, I will be back here on Monday for our next interview podcast. It's a real goodie next time. I have a wonderful guest for you. So I will see you back here. Please check out the show notes over at mysaluna.com. Lots of links to other shows and resources I think you will enjoy. I am also daily on the Saluna Circle and in the Saluna app, which you can find in the App Store. It's free. And the Circle, I encourage you to join. It's only $14.99 a month. It includes a live circle with yours truly, where I get this chance to speak to you one-on-one personally. Not one-on-one, we're in the group, but everyone gets a chance to speak as well as daily support. I'm also on social at @_KimberlySnyder. So see you back here in just a few days. Till then, take care and so much love.